happy day. Hi, everybody.
Welcome
to Candidly 30.
Of course you remember that song. Of course you remember that scene. That's such a beautiful movie. If you don't know what it is,
iconic.
You miss out. You miss out.
Iconic. I was singing it to Cave earlier and she had no idea what I was singing.
It took la, me a la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la. He what told me.
Yeah.
Anyways, hi everybody. I feel like we haven't talked to you in so long because we did a two-parter.
Yeah, we did. We did a two-parter with like so much content, so much energy, so much reaction to it. It was
great.
Decent episode.
Yeah, thanks for tuning in for that. It was kind of unexpected. And so Kaif and I got a little off of our game because of like when we were recording with Jaro and stuff like that. We just like, you know, I mean, yeah, TBD. I mean, to be expected, whatever. Like, you know, we're off of our game. So then we like, sorry, we left you hanging 1 week. We didn't mean to, but life has been crazy.
I feel a little bad about that. That was probably my bad, only because, you know, we're living life. I'm also a proponent of not apologizing for when we miss weeks, because at the end of the day, we make this happen, and you're welcome.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's so much fucking work, you guys. Like, holy shit.
So much. And they'll never know. They don't know.
Yeah, you guys have no idea. Yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway, but we love
we
it.
We love obviously. You. Yeah, so and we fun. Love it. We do. We really do.
Anyway, okay,
it's so true.
We're going to catch up. We're doing quick updates. Kelly Bob
we have
house.
So much
it's
updates. Yeah, holy
Christmas
shit.
In like 2 weeks. So much going on. You for yeah. Easter.
You first. Oh, gosh. Okay, well, yeah, house stuff is. Oh, God. I'm sorry. Just right off the bat. Burping. House stuff is going great. I'm drinking. Okay, guys, you'd be so proud of me. I'm drinking whiskey on the rocks because we're recording on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
Like, who are we? Anyways,
Saturday
yeah, I'm going
the best recording because we've also been like catching up for basically an hour and a half at this point.
Yeah, you're right.
And we're
you're
just
right.
Getting to recording. We're just
okay. Yeah, that's the other thing. Honestly, that if we don't record, then we don't know what's going on in each other's lives. Like, honestly, we text each other a lot, but. It's hard to get like the full update, you know, unless we're recording and talking face to face. It's just so much easier. And it's way better than talking on the phone, honestly. It's so nice just see each other's
like,
face.
I want you to paint me a picture with like all the scenarios and things that you've been going on with your life. So like to not have the time and space to do that, I feel like I miss out. So
yeah.
That's what I really appreciate.
Oh, yeah. I missed you. I really did. I was like, thank God when we finally got on the phone, I was like, we're really not going to record tonight. And then we finally got on the phone. I was like, oh my God, this is happening. But anyways, Kaif, what are you drinking?
So it is called a Pet Nat. It is some kind of rosé.
That sounds foul.
Oh, no, it's decent. It's decent.
Okay,
my
all
uncle
right.
Makes
all
it.
Right.
Anyway.
Lovely.
So it's one of his bottles of wine. It's a Pet Nat, and it looks basically like sparkling wine, rosé-ish, with a really harsh backburn to that because it's
backburn. Oh, that sounds not great.
It's not really like what you would expect from a because I drink a lot of bubbly stuff. Like I drink the LaCroix. Actually the two new flavors at Trader Joe's. Did you get those?
No, what are they?
White sangria and raspberry lime.
Raspberry lime's not new though. I'm so sorry.
No, it's not. They always do this though, but we were really obsessed with your green apple suggestion.
Yeah.
So
it's already gone.
Yeah, it's already gone. We bought like 30 boxes. It was crazy.
Wow.
So Bubbly and I get along, basically.
Yeah.
My main point, this is a rosé slash Pinot Noir that they stripped all of the skin off of and then just like threw a lot of bubble into it. So,
oh, fun.
It's like rosé-y, but it's kind of a Pinot Noir sparkling wine thing. It's really great. It's good.
Nice. Okay. Good to know.
I recommend.
I'm just drinking that Bullet Rye, you know, just like
just
straight up.
No, girl. Honestly, I need a break. Like things have been a little insane. Job is crazy and stuff, but
yeah,
like
same.
Today I didn't do laundry. I didn't do a lot of productive stuff. I just sat and I made brunch and we watched a movie and it was great. It was just
that's
nice
so
to, like,
lovely. My
relax.
Day was the opposite of that. It was
not
relaxing in any way, shape, or form, but it was great. It was very productive. So I'm hosting my first like thing in my house on Monday, which is exciting. I'm doing the cookbook club. So I know I've talked about it that before on here. So basically I got to choose the cookbook and so everyone's coming over on Monday. So I just had to like get some stuff ready for housewives, you know, and not that like I needed to get anything ready for them at all, but just like I had to get a table and chairs that would like fit everyone and like stuff like that. So yeah. And also Garrett is like moving his stuff in slowly. So like there's some stuff, new stuff in the house. And so we're moving things around and all that kind of stuff, but house is good. And then yeah, Christmas is just coming up super quick. And like, I'm not ready. Like, how is it the middle of December already?
Is your family this year doing like a Secret Santa thing? Like, how are you approaching Christmas this year?
We're just doing stockings. So just a few things for each person's stocking or whatever. They told me like very adamantly, like not to spend money on things that, you know, are unnecessary. So yeah, I'm just getting like very practical things for the stockings, like very low key. So, which is really nice because yeah, I really shouldn't be spending any money right now. I'm trying really hard to, you know, keep my credit cards down. One of my credit cards got paid off with my house, which is really nice. So that feels really good. And just like not having a balance on there is really freaking exciting.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, just like so many big kid things. But anyways, work is crazy right now. This is our busy season. So like November, December, January is like the real heavy lift. And so I'm just like dead in the center of that right now. And I had like a hard conversation with my boss. Or not hard. It was just, I was just letting her know that, you know, this is where I'm at. We've been doing this for like a month now, and this is how much I've gotten done. And it's just like, there's too many people. So, yeah, we did some moving around. We did a little shifting and moving, but I mean, it's going to be fine. Everything always ends up fine. It's just like, I get really bogged down in like the numbers because I'm such like a numbers person. And so like looking at the numbers just really stresses me out and kind of like, paralyzes me and to where I can't even like do like the things that are in front of me, you know, because I get so overwhelmed by the amount that I have to do. So that's, I'm working on that. But I'm also working this weekend. So just a few hours here and there just to like make it so the week isn't so, so hard. Or I'm not like so stressed where I can't, you know, get anything done. So anyway, but yeah, so no break or anything for the holidays for me. I'm just going to be working through, which is really nice too, saving that leave for next year for all the activities that I have going on. And yeah, just like so many holiday markets, so many like holiday potlucks and this, that, and the other, like solstice is coming up and that's really exciting. My housewarming party is next month, which will be very fun. Yeah, just so many things on the horizon, honestly. How are you, Kaif?
Yeah, it's literally, I just generally didn't think that joining this new company, I would be as busy as I am at this moment in time. Mm-hmm. Usually companies kind of like take a break the last month of the year, you know, and that's just not the case. They added more to my numbers and doing more activity. And so, yeah.
10, oh my God, why more numbers?
Just, you know, we're prepped and ready for the next year. We want to be in a good spot. We're growing. So it's all good. Like, I'm not mad about it, but it's a lot.
Okay.
So I feel a little bit of that pain. But also, I'm genuinely excited. Although I haven't put up my Christmas decorations, I feel like this year I'm kind of really hating the Mariah Carey-ness of all that is Christmas. So I really want like authentic memories, which we kind of talked about today. So like today our topic is going to be the Trader Joe's taste test. We have several items that we've purchased that we're going to give a little bit of a review to, but we're also going to do a little bit of a bucket list of the things that I hope we or I get a chance to like cross off this year. And they're very much hometown, not going to Target. And it's just like the experience. I just want to like enjoy the holiday versus being like feeling inadequate, like not having enough time to do Christmas shopping or like be ready for it. I'm just going to like let it slide by me and not feel guilty that I didn't enjoy it enough. So I'm going to do like a half Christmas and give myself a little bit of grace because.
Well, this episode will be coming out on Christmas, which is kind of fun. But we are obviously recording it in advance a little bit because we're both traveling for Christmas. And, can we really quick before we go into our Trader Joe's stuff, can we talk about Wicked?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you saw it like before it even came out in theaters, which is so, so cool, even though it was a really late night because it's a very long movie. If anyone's unaware and you haven't seen it yet, it is 2 hours and 40 minutes, like to the T.
3 hour movie. It's crazy. Yeah. So we did this whole like work thing where we rented out the entire theater. We had like 250 people come. It was really cool. I got to like make an announcement. It was very, very fun. but it's 3 hours that you have to dedicate to the movie alone.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't read the book, did you read the book?
No, of course not.
Why would I look like book?
Yeah, you're right. I don't know why I wouldn't have read the book. I never was a wicked girly. I think we talked about this before. Like when I went to go see the Broadway, like way back in the day, like when I was in college or high school even, I was sitting there and like everyone was singing every word to every song. And I was like, these people are weird. And I just like didn't get it. Sure. I didn't know what the story was like about. Like I had no idea what the hell was going on. I was like, I do not love this. So I should have been more prepared, honestly. But I like the movie did not feel like it was 3 hours to me. I think it was very, very well done. Like
yeah.
I was sitting there. There was like one tiny part where I was like, okay, like I'm getting there. And it had been like 2 hours and like 20 minutes. So we were like really close. And I was like, oh, that makes sense. That's like my threshold, you know, of like, dang. But I think for not knowing that it was that time, like that's pretty impressive that they like are able to hold your attention for that long. You know what I mean? But what was your like overall feelings of it? Like, did you generally like it? Were you a wicked girly? Like, do you know all the words to all the songs?
See,
read the book?
I read the book before the Broadway came out and it became a thing, you know, like,
okay.
I remember reading it very young and being introduced to the McIntyre universe through college. So like, this was way back in the day.
Okay. Calm down.
Anyway,
we're that old.
I mean, we're a little, fair enough. We're not that old, but like back in the day. Anyway, but I never went to the show because I couldn't afford the tickets, right? Like I'm not going to go and see the Broadway thing. But I did like all of the Kristen Chenoweth and then, oh God, what's her name?
Idina Menzel.
Like all of, and then she was on Glee and they were both on Glee. And like, yeah, like. I didn't see the show on Broadway. I read the book, so I've had some kind of familiarity with the story, but to like see them in different Wicked associations is kind of what I remember. So I had this idea going into that, like Kristen Chenoweth wasn't going to be, or I guess Ariana Grande wouldn't do Glenda the way that Kristen Chenoweth did.
Mm.
And Ariana Grande's portrayal was like, exactly what I expected it to be.
Oh, so, really? In like a bad way or a good way?
I guess I am impressed. Like she did it so much better than I think I was really expecting.
Okay.
Props. But yeah. I guess it was okay. So like that's Glenda. You know what I mean? Like she did a really good job, but didn't wow me because it was Ariana Grande, like it was a great showing. Maybe I am impressed. Maybe I should just like lean into the fact that I'm impressed.
Because I was going to say when we were talking about this forever ago, I remember thinking like Ariana Grande, like what? Mm-hmm. And then seeing it, I was like, she did so well. Like she did embody it fully. I think the humor, obviously that wasn't her, but like the humor and everything, the way that she like did that whole part of it. And I loved like their friendship after, you know, a while. Like I loved her and the silly guys, like romance. Like I loved all those things.
The Kristen Chenoweth character of Glenda, not the Ariana Grande character of Glenda.
Mm.
Like the mannerisms were the same.
I don't know. When I saw Wicked on Broadway, it was not them any longer. It wasn't like the original cast or whatever. Yeah, it was someone else. So.
Even on Glee though, she like does a couple of Wicked songs and it's kind of like Ariana Grande embodying Kristen Chenoweth, not Ariana Grande playing Glenda.
Mm, interesting. Okay.
Anyway, that's how I walked away from that experience.
Oh, interesting. I mean, like there was I didn't read the book. So like, I didn't know the whole part about the animals. And that was really shocking to me. Cause I feel like either I don't remember or they don't really touch on that in the Broadway. Like the goat and stuff. Like I loved that whole like part of it and like part of that world. And it was so cool. Like, I think just seeing like, it's like Harry Potter, right? Like their whole world, like going to that school and everything is like totally like Hogwarts and whatever. Like it's so neat. I don't know. And like the way that they go through the whole, like the steps and the process. What one thing that really annoyed me, and I don't know why, is that everyone wore the uniform except for the two main girls, right? I'm like, why aren't you guys required to wear the uniform that everyone else has to wear? Like, what the heck is going on? Like, I know obviously that like set them apart so that people knew who was who, but like, yeah, it just irritated me for whatever reason. I was like, that's fucking annoying.
It didn't feel like they were in college. They were just like at class, you know, like it didn't feel as prestigious as I feel like it should have been. It was so much about Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Like I Googled her name.
I was going to say, you just knew that off the top of your head.
I Googled it. But also, I was like crazy impressed with her. Like they did every scene.
She was like flying and everything. Yeah. It's all and singing at the same time. Yeah. Crazy.
What do they call that?
Like, I don't know.
It was like live singing while they were doing all of that. It was crazy impressive.
Yeah. Okay. But the other thing was is that I listened to a ton of interviews and stuff with her before. Like, she's an incredible singer. Like, she played the part so, so well. But her actual person, her personality, I guess. Yeah, her in real life, I did not like. Like, all of the interviews with her, I was just like, no one knows who you are. I'm sorry, but you can't act like that. Like, you are nobody until this movie. Like, I don't know why that irritates me is when people just, that irritates me across the board is when people just like think that they're like holier than thou. But yeah, I was just like, the way she was like talking to the interviewers and stuff like that, I was just like, I'm confused by you. Like, what do you think that, like, maybe people who are in Broadway like have known about her for a while, but like the rest of the world have no idea who you were, girl. Like, sorry, but not sorry. Like, you cannot talk to people that way. I just thought it was very strange. Like, you know, they're like, how does it feel to like come up and whatever, be in this like new limelight? And she's like, I've been doing this for forever, or like whatever. And it's just like, bro, back up. Like, I don't know. I did not like her. So then it really did like kind of like mirror or like shade whatever thought I have of her during the movie, because I was like, I want to like her, but like deep down I'm like, oof, she's an ugly person. Like, I don't like her being anyways, but she did the part very, very incredibly well. So give her props there for sure.
Well, but, yeah, hard to say. I haven't done my research to like make an opinion about her as a person, but during the movie, I think she was great. I have a lot of respect for Ariana Grande, so I just like fixate on her, and it just makes me sad that she could have taken a different creative outlet versus literally mimicking and adopting the Kristen Chenoweth of the character. So yeah, I guess we just both have to do a little bit of our homework with mixed feelings on Wicked.
Also annoying that they made it two parts. Like, are you kidding? Like, how can they have a whole nother movie? I mean, I know I don't know the storyline that well, but like,
I can absolutely see them having another movie. Like, they barely scratched the surface with what I remember of the story. Let's read the book. Let's do this. Okay. You got book clubs. That's what's happening. We're reading the book.
Okay. I'm into it.
It's a good book because it's kind of it has like a weird 1984 George Orwellian kind of feel to it, but from the lens of Dorothy, Judy, what's her name? Judy Garland. Like, there has a glint of corruption to it with that, you know. It's a good book. It's a good book. We should read it.
Okay. Yeah. Anyways, I just want to touch on it quickly. Yeah. Okay, let's move into what are the Trader Joe's items that you ended up getting? Let's go over that real quick.
Okay, so I had, you know how French, so we went to Trader Joe's. Kelly sent me a picture earlier this week, and I think I bought a few things. And the only things that I were going to talk about today were three. And I have they have this every single year. So
I had never had it, everyone. They are phenomenal.
It's literally the third year I've had it. It's the dark chocolate mint stars, and it has.
I have been shoveling them in my mouth.
They're so good. They have like little what are they called? Perels.
Wait, read the name of them.
It's mini dark chocolate mint stars. They're shortbread cookies enrobed in dark chocolate, and they have the little. It's like a cookie.
It's like a thin mint, but better because they're tiny and they're not as sweet. I feel like I like them and I eat so many of them because they're not that sweet. You know, like the dark chocolate really pulls through for sure.
It's definitely, it's minty dark chocolatey with like just the back end of sweetness that makes it easy to like coat. It's like a literal mint, but in cookie form. And I really love it.
But also at the same time, not too minty. You know what I mean? Like it's just perfect. They're good. Yeah.
Not I like would you're say soaking on toothpaste for sure.
Yeah, 10 out of 10 for sure. Speaking of mint, this
every year.
Okay, like I had never seen
third or fourth year that they've had them. But go ahead. Okay.
They had another version too. They had a milk chocolate one, but it wasn't mint. I think it was just regular, like a mint chocolate star. I think. I'm sorry, not mint. Mini chocolate star, milk chocolate star. Anyways, the other thing that I got mint was the peppermint JoJo's. Like, duh, they're phenomenal. They're delicious. I ate one of them and I was like, these cannot be in the house. So I brought them to a potluck that I went to on Wednesday and I was like, everyone, please eat these, get these out of my house because they're so good. Addictive. JoJo's never go wrong. I almost bought the chocolate covered ones, but last time I did that for the pumpkin flavored and those were like too much, like way too sweet. You know, I couldn't eat them at all. So the regular JoJo's are the way to go for sure. Did you buy those this time?
I bought the pumpkin spice ones. They were way too sweet. I always get the peppermint, the dark chocolate, and then like peppermint piece JoJo's. Mm. I didn't buy them this year for that exact reason. Like I can't have them in the house. They're too sweet, too much. And I don't have the luxury of going to a barbecue or like a potluck to like get rid of them. So I would have to eat them. And I didn't want to
eat them in the office. That's even better. I don't have an office
to myself, so I just avoided it because I knew they're so good. They're so good every year.
Yeah, that's fair.
Did you buy these peppermint pretzel slims?
No, I passed on them because, again, I knew I would eat them all, so I didn't buy them.
Almost ate them all after like 48 hours, and there's two adults in my house, and they're like literally 25% left. They're so good. They're so delicious.
Yum. Yes.
But they're candy. It's literal candy. Everything that we bought today, like I didn't find a healthy holiday theme.
I was going to say that when I texted you about the things that I bought, I was like, I tried to find something savory and there like really isn't anything for the holidays. Like everything was sweet. So I had a really hard time. Yeah. Everything was sugar. And I was like, I'm just not going to eat that much sugar. So I was struggling.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed about that, if I'm honest with you. Like they could have had a rosemary thing. They could have had like a, I don't know.
I saw like biscotti, which is not that sweet, but still has chocolate on half of it. Like that I didn't buy. And I was trying to think of the other thing. The thing that I went into the chip aisle because obviously there's always like seasonal chips. And there was these blue cheese chips. Holy moly. So did you see those?
I mean, a blue cheese person, but
yeah,
to each his own.
Yeah, I feel like you really have to be a blue cheese person because they are intense, but like good at the same time. Like I was like, okay, I only want to eat like five of these, but I do think that they are good. But the other thing that I was like, okay, there's one other like new item in the like chip aisle. It's these like sugared rice cracker stars, and they're like not that sweet, but they're still rice crackers.
I literally couldn't find those in my TJs
in sugar, so I'm like, it's still sugar, it's still covered in sugar, but they're very addictive too, like because they're not that sweet, you know, you just like stick one in and they're like perfect crunchy flavor. And I saw a video of them like before I even bought them, of this girl doing like a review of them, and she was like, the Trader Joe's employee told me that these are like the best thing that they've come out with in a while. And she put one in her mouth and she was like, this is disgusting. And I still bought them. But anyways, okay. I really like them. I think they're good. Like, you remember those old like trail mixes that had like the wasabi peas and like those weird little shaped, they were like kind of more like Asian flavored.
Definitely not my go-to, but I do remember those.
Yeah, it's like those stars, but they were like little squares in that mix. It's like those covered in sugar. So if you know. Anyway.
Yeah, if you know, you know. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, what's your next thing?
All right, so I, for me, for Christmas, it's always like orange and chocolate. So I bought that like orange chocolate thing. It's literally shaped as an orange and you buy it in a tiny little box. Mm-hmm. I don't know the name of it, but we bought it and it's so good.
My mom gets those for us for every Christmas. They're my favorite.
Oh, God.
The best.
Yeah. I am obsessed with like a deep fried, you know, what? Not deep fried. What is it? It's like a dried fruit that's dipped in chocolate or dipped in sugar.
Oh,
like
that is- or the things from Trader Joe's that I always remember when I was a kid was like the jellies that were dipped in chocolate.
Yes.
Is that okay. What you were thinking about earlier?
Literally on my Christmas list that we're going to talk about today is the Sunkissed candies that you used to get from like the mall or whatever. It was literally like this tiny little piece of candy is dipped in like sugar and some of them you could dip into chocolate. And it was a gummy that was like authentic flavor.
I don't think I ever had those. Oh, I just had the Trader Joe's so ones. Good. Fascinating. Okay.
So I grew up in the middle of like.
Wait, what else did you get?
Or whatever. That was it. That's all I got. I mean, the almond, the candy almonds, peppermint pretzels.
You didn't talk about the almonds.
They're okay. Honestly, it feels like a chocolate covered almond with like extra white frosting and peppermint shavings on top of it. It's just like not impressive. I'm just like not impressed. Can we?
Okay. All right. The last thing that I want to talk about that I got, well, I got two other things. I got this like, have you seen the Jingle Jangle?
Mm-mm.
At Trader Joe's, they have like these pretzels that are covered in chocolate and they have like Oreos and M&Ms covered in them.
What? Oh, they're, yes.
It's called Jingle Jingle. It came out last winter too. Yeah. And I only tried the pretzels. I didn't try. There's like a bunch of different varieties of it now. But I got this like Jingle Jingle box, which is cray. It has four different flavors in it. So it has a dark chocolate covered with peppermint. It has the Jingle Jingle one, which is it's peanut butter milk chocolate covered with JoJo's and assortment gems. Yeah. And then there's another one, milk chocolate covered with rainbow Perrielles, whatever that word is. And then a coffee candy covered with dark chocolatey drizzle. That one is really good too. So yeah, I love chocolate covered pretzels. That will forever be my like go-to is like salty sweet. That is chef's kiss. Always 100%. 10 out of 10.
My hands down favorite like snack that is consistently on a Trader Joe's shelf is the yogurt, the white yogurt chocolate covered pretzel. Yeah.
Ew.
That's such a good one. I literally have in my fridge consistently the, what is it? It's the peanut butter pretzel chocolate. That one's also a staple.
That one is really good. I do like those ones. Did you ever try the ones, the Nutties something? It was the one with the little squirrel on the outside of the bag. And it was a chocolate or a peanut butter pretzel covered in milk chocolate. Oh my God, those are good.
I don't remember the squirrel, but every couple of months when they go through the seasons, there's a new pretzel covered frosting thing that they do. I'm telling you, it's a thing. Trader Joe's understands chocolate covered pretzel stuff.
I know. Yeah, they know for sure. Okay, the last thing that I think you actually would really like is, and I don't know if this was seasonal,
tell
but I've
how much I would
never
like
seen
nougat.
That before.
Who eats nougat? Who
it's Italian. You? You're Italian. You like Italian stuff.
I do
it's,
love this Italian
is, okay,
stuff.
Also, Keebler, you like the grossest candy. So, like, this just, like, is at the top of your list of, like, things that you would like that the rest of the world does not like. Like, come on.
My candy is not gross. People like good candy like that. Settle down. She's literally holding a brick of nougat. Is it like a brick covered?
Listen, Linda. Listen. Okay, it's called Soft Italian Nougat. It is almonds, hazelnuts, and pistachios. Okay, so do you remember Abba Zabba's? Is that nougat? I don't actually know.
No.
It's like a taffy, maybe.
It's a taffy. A nougat's like a... That's a different type of candy.
There's so many chocolate bars that have like a nougat in it. Yeah. But anyways, this is delicious. And it's too sweet for me. I just don't like that sweet of things. But I can take like a tiny, tiny little nibble off of it. I love the texture of it. And it's very fun because I loved Abba Zabba's. Like always and forever, that will be like one of my favorite candies. But it's just a little too sweet. It's just like literal straight sugar. So... But I do like it. It's a good one. Anyways, there's lots of new things at Trader Joe's, guys. So just go and check it out. We didn't do our due diligence because we were just not that impressed. Yeah. Like Kate said.
Literally.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm recognizing this about myself. The older that I get, I have a high set of standards that if you don't meet it, I'm going to be mad. So Starbucks, you're on my list. Mm. And Trader Joe's, you're on my list. You know, you're better than this. It's better. Come on. We deserve better at this point in our lives to be excited / surprised about a particular product. There is still creativity to be had.
Mm. Yeah. Preach.
Anyway.
Tell them, girl.
I'm just like a crazy old lady, apparently. I like chocolate candy and nougat and toffee, but mm-hmm. nougat is kind of like toffee. Ooh,
I love toffee, too. Toffee's a good one. That's mom's favorite, too.
When was the last time that you've had fudge? Like, good, decent, delicious
I do fudge. Not like fudge. Ow. Really? Mom loves fudge. Mama
likes this is, yeah, your mom and me would definitely get along with this because, like, this is the time of the year for fudge. I don't need, like, a whole chocolate bar. I just need, like, a 1/8 inch of tiny, delicious, perfect bite in my mouth fudge.
That's just like chewing on sugar to me. I think that's so gross. I cannot. Yeah. Well, it has to have some depth to it. I know, but it has to have something else going on with it. Just eating a hunk of sugar. Ugh, it literally just makes my teeth hurt thinking about it.
Ugh, I have been thinking about the Whole30 that's up and coming up in January. I'm going to do it. January
1. There's a couple people here that are doing it as well.
So I really like the idea of like detoxing January 1 and just like, you know, leading up to it. I'm not going to give myself such a hard time about sugar, fudge, Christmas, cookies, you know, everything.
Nice.
Not that I'm partaking in all of that, but at the same time, like, it's okay if I do. Just ready for the new year to like shake off 2024 and be headset ready for 2025. Even nice. Though I'm scared shitless about what's going to happen, because who the fuck knows what's going to happen?
I know. We can't talk about it right now. We can't think about it, actually.
Okay, let's do our, like, bucket list thing, and then we can do gratitudes and grievances.
Okay. Do you want to start?
Yes, actually. So, I'm going home this year for Christmas, and I went home for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was... oh my God, the worst. But when I go home for Christmas, it's so cool, calm, and collected. There's literally nobody for a 20-mile radius when I go home. It's amazing. I mean, there's neighbors and stuff, but like, it's amazing. Nobody gives a shit. It's awesome. So great. I am really excited to go home and like drive in the fog and have it be very quiet. And I can do like a 20-mile, I want to walk around my like hometown, which is a 20-mile hike, but I want to do that in a day.
Ooh, that'll be fun.
With it foggy and hopefully not rainy, but like winter-y-ish. I'm kind of, I'm hoping that that would be the case. There's like a little 3-mile, 3.5-mile like run on the local aqueduct in town. So. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to do that. So anyway, hopefully.
That's your number one?
That's my number one bucket list item. Just to like walk around my tiny little town.
Cool. Actually, that's, yeah, I didn't even put anything related to exercise on mine. I thought you were just telling us a fun fact.
That was my first one. I hope that I get to chance to do that.
Cool. No, that's a great one.
I don't have a car, though. That's the thing. Like, when I go home, I don't have a car. Like, I'm kind of beholden to other people's time frame and whatever they do.
Totally. But
it's a 8-mile run if I just don't take a car. But it's also an 8-mile run. It's a long fucking thing. So.
Yeah. Middle of nowhere, baby. Nice. My mom sent me this video of this really yummy, like, looking appetizer that was like a brie inside of a focaccia. And I've just been wanting focaccia lately. And so my number one was make focaccia or like some sort of bread. It's just like fun to bake around. Yes. You know, I just want to like be at home. There's not a lot going on. It's pretty quiet. It's pretty chill. So just like bacon and like sitting in the house and getting to bake. That sounds great.
So every year my sister makes like a whole cheesecake thing. But this year at Thanksgiving, I was like, let's not do that. Nobody eats it anyway. Fucking sucks.
Oh, that's so sad.
I'm sorry. I'm your sister. I'm going to tell you like it is. So I was like, why don't we do a croque en bouche? Like, everybody can take a little powder, like a little thing. It takes a while. You have to be committed to it. Mm-hmm. But I think I finally got my mom and my sister on board. And I think that's going to be our dessert for Christmas Eve.
Mm-hmm. That's cute. The only person I've ever heard of making that is my mom. So you too. You're just on sync. You're on par.
I love your mom. Same. I like your mom a lot. She's cute.
That was really nice. Okay. Well, keeping with my other theme, I feel like this is just like a standard is like baking cookies. Like that's my favorite thing ever. It's just like making all the different kinds, you know, like the thumbprints and the sugar cookies and getting to decorate them and doing all that stuff like with my mom. Usually by like the third cookie, I hate it and I'm over it, but it's still like a staple, you know, like I still have to do it. But yeah, so mostly baking was on my list, but baking cookies very specifically is just like so Christmas, I feel like.
Really? Yeah, that's true. We don't really bake a lot in the Christmas time frame, which makes me really sad. But we do always have prime rib. So that's on my next. That's my next one. Ooh. My dad always does a really good prime rib. And he spends like 2 days prepping. And like, because, you know, we do this big thing for Thanksgiving. But when we do Christmas, it's such more intimate. And my mom always makes a beautiful, like a silver reindeer middle of the table. It's like a table fit for 20 people. It's very intimate. It's really nice. And my dad always takes like the prime rib very seriously. So he spends 2 weeks sourcing it and like, you know, prepping it all day long. And nice. Yeah, he does a really good job of it. So I'm just excited to see what he does this year. And it's a nice intimate dinner that we have for Christmas dinner. So I'm excited to not miss it because I've missed it for the last 2 years. And we had to miss it for COVID. So I just vividly remember that in my childhood. Like it was always a point of pride for my parents to do Christmas dinner. So I'm excited to partake.
Cool. That'll be exciting. I don't think I've ever eaten prime rib, honestly, in my whole life. But
you're not a steak lady. I'm a steak person.
Not really, no. Okay, the next thing on my list is having a bonfire or just like in my whole like childhood, we always like did yard work in the in like the fall, you know, like raking all the leaves and the pine needles and stuff. And then we would get to light the fire as soon as like there was the first like rain or snow or whatever the case may be, like whenever the county like said it was you were able. And so we would like
county.
I mean, it's not usually around Christmas time, but it would just be fun to like have like a Christmas bonfire and just get to like sit around and like do the whole, you know, just like hang out, like drink whiskey or like toast s'mores. And
there you go.
Yeah. So yeah, I just want to like sit around a fire and like do, you know, just like middle of the nowhere stuff. Like I love that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Same. I had all that. It's great. It's amazing. I love having a bonfire in the middle of nowhere. And I'm not going to eat a s'more, but just the vibe around the fire. It's amazing.
Totally.
Okay. So my next thing is going to be, did we already talk about Bailey's? I don't know if we have.
Oh, shoot. That's my next one too. We can do it as the samesies.
Okay.
I just want to have Irish coffee like every day.
Yeah, I think like the when you're on vacation, it's cold / past 40, 50 degrees, having a Bailey's in the coffee. If you know what I'm talking about, people who grew up with people who would have Bailey's in coffee at this particular time in the year, like it's a thing and it is so comforting. It feels like you're slipping into, I don't know, for me, it's childhood. Like that is a very distinct time of year that people have Bailey's and it's delicious and it's special. It always makes it feel special.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true. I just like, I don't have any like special memories around it, but it just makes it feel like vacation. It makes it feel relaxing. It makes it feel like it doesn't necessarily set my day up to be very productive or successful, But I would say it's just like makes it feel like, you know, that you can just like hang and it's low key. And I don't know, it just makes it feel like really special. Which kind of leads into my next thing, which is just like relaxing and taking the time off that I do have. Like, we get paid time off. And just because work is so crazy, I'm going to try and like enjoy it as much as I can and being in California and everything. But yeah, I'm going to try and not be like a workaholic while I'm there. I'm going to try and get as much done as I possibly can up until then, so that I can just like chill and relax and get to hang out with the fam. So that's my last thing.
I agree. Yeah, I'm hoping to take full advantage of the time that I have away from work and really live in the moment to absorb that because it's important.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Merry Christmas, everyone. I guess technically this episode comes out on Christmas. So we love you. Merry Christmas. And thank you for being here.
It's yeah. So exciting.
I know. It is kind of crazy that our pod falls on Christmas Day and New Year's Eve this year.
If you were to talk to yourself on Christmas Day, what would you tell yourself?
Live in the moment. Have a really good breakfast. That's my favorite thing about Christmas is we wake up and have like such a good breakfast. And then we go on a walk usually or a hike. And then I don't know. So just be like present and happy, peaceful.
Yeah. That's actually probably what I would say. I think the thing I would say is make sure you shower, brush your teeth.
Oh my gosh.
But also enjoy the fact that you're home with your parents. You weren't here forever. Go for a walk around your favorite place and make sure that the moment is yours.
Yeah.
However that feels.
That's lovely.
Nice. Also, I'm going to miss you that day. I'm going to text you, obviously.
Yeah, we'll definitely be talking. I guess that is like both of our gratitudes. Let's like skip a grievance for this week because the episode is a little bit long. Does that sound good?
I like that. Yeah.
So that's our gratitude going out is that we love you all. Be present. Take time off. Take time for yourself. And
however that feels.
Yeah.
We'll be here.
Whenever we can, you know, like we're doing our best. So don't hate on us too hard, but we know that you guys just being mad that we don't release an episode is just you loving us. So we love you right back and
we do.
See you in the new year. Yo, actually we're gonna have an episode on New Year's Eve, but no, New Year's Day. I think
New Year's anyway, Day. We'll see you in the new year. This is
we'll
the last
see
time
you in the new year.
But don't worry. Day one of the new year, we're both going to be fly as fuck. Don't worry. We're going to tell you what's what.
In case you were wondering, you needed to know. We love you.
Love you.
Bye.
That's all for today's episode of Candidly 30. Hope you enjoyed listening as much as we enjoyed chatting. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a 5-star review. Your feedback helps us make the show even better. Follow us on Instagram at Candidly 30. Thanks for being candid with us.